Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Because of their brain wiring, they are stimulated visually in a way they don't want to be. And it's a very, it sort of goes into sort of sexual stimulation, but that's not only it. And every day, all day, in every environment, this is something that's happening without their consent. They don't want it. And because of that, like a man, for example, goes to church. He just wants to worship, right? Mm-hmm. He's just there. He's standing and singing and trying to worship God. And three rows in front of him, there's somebody who's dressed in a way that's stimulating that part of his brain over and over, and it's distracting. He doesn't want it. He's trying to focus on God. And instead, he's spending all his time trying to tear those thoughts down and take those thoughts captive and trying to honor his wife and honor God and honor that other woman, by the way. And that's an example. The wife standing next to him, my guess, she's probably completely clueless. She has no idea. And now that I've known this, there's literally been times that I've looked and I've watched my husband's face and I'm like, do you want to sit, switch seats? And he's like, yes.
Wow.
And so we move, you know, to a slightly different part and he's like, thank you, you know, so I can worship. And we just need to understand it. We just don't see it. We don't know how to support them.
Wow. Well, we need to take a break in a couple of minutes. And if the brain science takes more than that, can you start us up? And if we need to carry it over to the other side of the break, but unpack that. Help us understand the biology even behind how God wired men.
Sure. Yeah. Men and women, it turns out our brains are physically structured differently. They're wired differently in some ways. And the visual processing is actually one of the ways where there's one of the biggest differences. When men see a woman on television who's, you know, very revealingly dressed, for example, or, you know, maybe it's the pretty 20-something who's walking into Target and is wearing not much, right? Mm. What happens in their brain is completely different than what happens in a woman's brain when we see an attractive man. It turns out that there's a center in the back of the brain. It's called the nucleus accumbens. And it's the part of the brain that, you know that feeling when you're really hungry, haven't eaten all day, you walk into a room and you see food across the room, and you're kind of this gut-level reaction. You're drawn to want to consume the food. It's not thinking. It's this gut-level response. And then you think about it, and you look around, and you're like, oh, shoot, nobody's eating. I have to wait. But you have that gut-level response, that desire to consume that food, whether you want to or not. It's involuntary. Well, when a man sees that image of that woman in Target or the image on the television screen, that center in his brain lights up, and he has this gut-level biological stimulation, this desire to consume that image. And it's not really a desire for the person exactly. It's a desire for the image, because looking at the image would feel real good, just like eating the food would feel good when you're hungry. And then the thinking centers, the cortical centers at the front of his brain kick in, and he goes, wait, no, take that thought captive. Don't look at that. You know, look away or move to the other side of the church or whatever, because I don't want that stimulation constantly happening in my brain. And that's where the choice comes in.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.